What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a Hoop Dash Ball presentation. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Wow. So, it has been a pretty hectic week for the Pelicans. Well, the NBA. Free agency opened. We had the NBA draft last week. We're going to have a chat about that and all the moves that Pelicans have been making this past week since free agency opened. I'm looking forward to chatting with you all about this, because we've made some moves. Some guys have left, some guys have come back. The treasure trove of draft picks were moved around a little bit. So we'll have a chat about that a little bit later on. What we might kick off with, though, is the draft. So we picked number 13, and there was some speculation that the Pelicans might move up the draft to, I suppose, a top five or six pick. That'd obviously mean moving some assets, which I'm not sure they were prepared to do, or there was any, interest in anyone that they were trying to flog off, besides Drew Holiday. But as we discussed, he'd already been moved. The guy we picked up, though, Kyra Lewis Jr., he had a great workout from all reports with the Pelicans pre-draft. He is out of Alabama, the Crimson Tide, so he played there for 2 years. He was pretty handy. At age 17, he came in as a freshman. 17 years old. So he played NCAA Division I basketball. He's the second youngest of all time to do that. He scored 6 points his first game, which is quite impressive. He averaged 13 points, 2.5 assists, 2.5 rebounds, or thereabouts, and was named the SEC All-Freshman Team. So they weren't any good from all reports, they were pretty average. He then came back for a second year. Actually, he wouldn't have been able to declare for the draft because you have to be 19 to be able to come into the NBA. So for a guy who, I guess, had played 2 seasons of college basketball, he still hasn't even turned 19 yet, I think, until March or something, they were saying, that I've read in a few different places. So he came back in his second season. He had a career high 37 points in February against Georgia, which pretty impressive. He'd had a triple-double. And this guy, you know, he raised his average. So at 18, he averaged 18.5 points, 4.8 rebounds, 5.2 assists per game. and then he opted for the draft. So you're looking at a guy who perhaps, if he had been at one of these big buzzy name schools, would have had more of a look in, would have been more highly hyped. But having a look at his highlight tapes, I mean, this guy's got something. There's been a lot of comparisons to De'Aaron Fox because he's fast. He's absolutely lightning quick. And that is something we can use. What impressed me, though, is his quick first step in the half court. So it's not always getting out in transition and running. He does that. Absolutely he does that. He's quick. Gets up the court, beats a lot of people. But the thing that he does is break down defenses in the half court as well with his pace. He's also pretty good at making good passes. We saw some really good ones in his highlight reel. That doesn't mean he's going to do it every time, but the idea is there, the intention is there, and sometimes the execution is there as well. So as he gets more developed, he's going to be making those passes more and more. Turnovers are always going to be an issue when you move that quickly, but as he matures and gets used to the NBA tempo, you never know how this is going to go. Stan Van Gundy was very impressed with the pickup, I think, from all reports. He even talked about playing him alongside Lonzo Ball because Lonzo's a lot more of an open court transition passer. He's very good at that, but sometimes struggles a bit in the half court set, as we saw the season just gone. Having Lewis there breaks down this sort of stagnant half-court offense. All of a sudden, you've got someone who disrupts the defense, and Lonzo's improved three-point shot is going to help him. He's going to get some open looks, and hopefully that continues to rise as he plays alongside Kyra. So we're very, very impressed to see this young guy get drafted and join the team. And hopefully that leads to something exciting. We didn't have any other draft picks, unfortunately. We drafted a few other guys and they all got shipped off in various deals. I tweeted prematurely about welcoming RJ Hampton to the Pelicans. He was then shipped off to Denver, and that was all part of a big Drew Holiday, Stephen Adams trade. Spoilers alert, we're going to talk about that in a second. But yeah, I'm excited to see what this guy can do. He's going to come in. We've got a few guards, as we know. And as to where he fits in the depth chart, I think Lonzo moves across to the two and maybe plays a bit of a point guard as well when Kyra sits. But otherwise, it's probably the two-guard tandem. And I think alongside JJ as well, if he hangs around and we keep hold of him, it's going to be pretty good. So overall, I think we give the Pels big props for drafting Kyra. I'm excited to see him develop, and his post-draft press conferences really solidified the hope that he was keen to be here. He was over the moon, ecstatic to be down here. He said he got to meet everyone when he was down doing his workout, and that was something that he was really excited about, and he felt like he fit in. So we're really happy for that, and hopefully we get to see a fair bit of him, and he thrives because he can throw some lobs, and we know what Zion and Jackson Hayes are like. So if we can get a few of those, yeah, we'll be away. So that is Kyra. So well done to the front office, Trajan Langdon and David Griffin for picking him up. Stan Van Gundy's going to turn him into a weapon, I reckon. And yeah, I'm excited. So the next segment I'm going to get into are the guys that we have shipped out or left from their own volition. So the first guy was Derek Favors. He signed a deal to return to Utah. See ya. We'll miss you. You're a big anchor on the defensive end, and there were some games that you look like an absolute beast. Others, you know, not so much. And I think the timeline that of the rest of the team really showed out at the end. You probably weren't in the same life cycle, I guess, of the current roster with B.I. and Zion. But, Derek, we appreciate what you did for us. Yeah, that veteran presence, the defensive anchor, and you had a trying year, you know, and we appreciate you still showing up every game and giving you it your all. So we'll miss you, but good luck in Utah. And yeah, I'm sure it'll be good to get back home and see them all and rejoin the team that you'd spent the majority of your career at. So thanks to you, Derek. The next guy that was shipped out was the great Drew Holiday. We talked about him last episode, which was pretty sad that he was gone. That trade has now been finalised, and the details are as convoluted as possible. So I'm going to break them down as easy as I can. Well, I'm going to try anyway. So that deal, brace yourselves, was Milwaukee gets Drew Holiday, number 60 pick, Sam Merrill. New Orleans gets Steven Adams. Yeah, we got him from OKC, so that was a great pickup, and we'll talk a little bit about him in a minute. They got Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, the 25 and 27 first rounders, a 24 and a 26 swaps, pick swaps via Milwaukee, so that's the 2025, 2027, and then pick swaps in 24 and 26. And OKC get George Hill, Josh Gray, Kendrick Williams, Zion Cheatham, Darius Miller, a 23 protected first round by Denver, and 2 second round picks. And Denver get RJ Hampton. So pretty convoluted, four team trade, but everyone sort of got there in the end and was all worked out. So pretty exciting. We wish Josh Gray, Kendrick, Zion, and Darius all the best. They will be missed. Drew as well, of course. From all reports, we're keeping Eric Bledsoe, and he'll get to play a bit as well. So maybe he might start while Kyra gets his legs under him, and he'll play alongside Lonzo, you'd assume. So we'll see what happens there. But otherwise, it's pretty exciting. Another guy that left was Uncle E, Etuan Moore. He signed a deal in Phoenix. So good pickup for them, good veteran leadership. And I think he will thrive there. So all the best to him. I did actually see a stat, must have come up on Twitter, I think, that in fact Zion Williamson is now the longest tenured Pelican player. So pretty interesting. Another guy that the Pelicans picked up so far is Willie Hernangómez. He signed a deal. So we've got a bit of a scrapper. He's a big unit, so it'll be good to have him backing up the big Steven Adams, the big Kiwi. The guy's an absolute monster. Team first, really good bloke from all reports, doesn't take himself too seriously, and I think being only 27 years old, he can be that centre of the future for at least the next couple of years, I think, until Zion probably merges into that mix of power forward centre that I think we're going to see him turn into. But otherwise, you've got a bloke in Steven Adams. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to riff a little bit about Steven Adams. You've got a bloke that sets screens. He is a massive man mountain of a bloke. Jason Momoa lookalike. You got a guy like JJ Redick who can run off screens, thrives hitting threes off screens, hitting shots off screens. And you put a bloke like that, I would hate to be a defender trying to chase him around those Steven Adams screens. And then if Zion sets a double screen, oh my gosh, it'd be like running into a brick wall. In the famous words of Stan Van Gundy, where he says, we're going to build an effing wall. Ad-lib that a little bit because I didn't want to swear on the pod. But he's got his wall. He has got his wall. This bloke's a big unit. He's got a little bit of offensive prowess as well. He can score when he needs to. He also is great on the offensive rebounds. And he's pretty quick. He's pretty mobile for a big bloke. So he'll get up and down the court and fill that hole that Derek Favors has left. So we're pretty excited about that. That's going to be fantastic. I'm really excited for that, honestly. I thought it was a good pickup. Eric Bledsoe, another defensive player that can score a bit as well. So maybe not as good as Drew on the defensive end, but he's still an issue for a few guys. And at the point guard position, he'll be throwing his body around. I remember he got the moniker Mini LeBron a few years back. So, he'll be alright. I'm excited with what the team's done. You know, they've really rehashed the roster. They've put a good side together, using those picks smart. You know, we've still got a whole heap of future picks. Gave up a little bit to get Steven Adams. I think that's what you need to do. You can't just retool in one offseason. You need to build and get some pieces, use these draft picks as the assets they are. But if you sit on them too long, then you're stuck like Boston and you end up with a whole heap of draft picks that you have to actually draft with. You know, they used all those Nets picks. And yeah, they got some good players. Shout out to Jason Tatum for getting paid today. He got $195 million over 5 years, which you're pretty happy with, Supermax. But otherwise, there haven't been too many hits. Jaylen Brown was good. Haven't seen many others turn out to be as effective. But I don't think you want a whole heap of rookies like that. I think you want to move them for pieces that are going to support your young stars in B.I. and Zion. So I think getting a big bloke like Steven Adams, I can't hide my enthusiasm much more than that. I think it's a great pickup. So good on them for doing so. Yeah, really, really excited about that. So before we jump into the next segment, I'd just like to give a shout out to our partners at mybookie.ag. Make sure you use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up, and that'll give you a 100% deposit match. Make sure you're betting with mybookie.ag. It'd be fantastic if you do. Another thing we're going to chat about is our friends at manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20 when you're at checkout there. That'll give you free shipping and 20% off. They've got a whole heap of good stuff. You know, the weed whacker, the lawnmower 3.0, some nail clippers, oils, whatever you want. They've got them. Make sure you go and support our guys. Tell them HOOPBALL sent you. That'd be great. And the other guys are ExpressVPN. Make sure you go and check that out as well. Use those guys. If you need a VPN, tell them HOOPBALL sent you. And no doubt they'll look after you. So go and help our guys out. That helps us. It also helps our partners. And yeah, we appreciate you guys for doing that. It's great. The last bit of housekeeping, you always call it housekeeping, but you know, we've got to do it, is the stuff we've got going on at HoopBall. You know, the Fantasy Pass, Wager Pass, HoopBall 360. You get tips, you get to chat to our actual DFS guys, the guys that do all the betting, the Today in Sports Betting. I've featured on there before, so make sure you go and listen to that episode as well if you can't get enough of my voice. But support HoopBall. You know, if you're into NBA fantasy or daily fantasy betting, if you like betting, you know, we just talked about my bookie. Go and get all your tips from our guys because they win. They do win. So, of course, part of the fantasy pass is the Brewski 150, which is the best, proven best of the last decade pre-draft list. They do about 400 people in the draft guide as well. So if you want to be across your fantasy drafts, make sure you go and do that. NBA fantasy, head over to hoop-ball.com and yeah, sign up. I think the lowest is about $4.99 a month, so it's not going to cost you much. And you'll definitely improve your fantasy game. That's something you should do. Tell them Lyle sent you. It won't give you anything extra, but it could do. You know, they might say, well, thanks for coming from here, but no promises. Of course, make sure if you like the show, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You know, we love that. It helps me out. It helps HoopBall out. If you guys like what you hear, then make sure you do that. You can also tweet me at Lyle Swithenbank, at HoopBallPels is the show. We'll do that. Now, back into it. I've chatted enough about that. Brandon Ingram is still waiting for his max contract. I think whoever offers it to him, the Pelicans are going to sign him anyway. It's not going to be any issues there. You know, he won most improved player in the offseason. Oh, in the end of last season, he also was an all-star. This guy looks like a future cornerstone, or a cornerstone currently, actually, with the team. It doesn't matter if anyone was to throw him a max deal, he's going to be matched by the Pelicans. So we look forward to seeing him play for at least another 4 or perhaps 5 years with the team. I think we're pretty lucky to have a guy like that, and he lives and breathes basketball, a bit like Kyra Lewis Jr. from all reports. So we're looking forward to seeing that. That's going to be fantastic as well once he gets his offer sheet in restricted free agency. We have extended the qualifying offer, making him restricted free agent, so he can't just walk out, but yeah, we're excited. We got him. We're going to have him. He'll sign eventually. He will. I'm telling you. It's a hot take, but we will. He'll be back. So we're looking at having a pretty good team. You know, we'll have to work out those depth issues. I think we still need to get another wing, probably another defensive-minded wing. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is a guy I've seen floated out there, which couldn't be too bad of a bloke. He's a good defender, defends three through to about center, I guess, on some of the centers. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out and they fill the remaining spots. I think there was four remaining roster spots after all the moves and a two-way contract as well. So we'll see how that all plays out in the coming days. We'll try to get some guests on here in the next week or so that we can chat to some guys that know a whole heap more than me. So that'll be great as well, the guys on the front line. But anyway, I think that's all the news that I wanted to share with you. I was just going to do a little quick one today. So, as always, I'm at Lyle Swithenbank. The show is The Pelican Scoop at Hoopball Pels on Twitter. Stay safe out there. Make sure you look after each other. Thanksgiving, I think, is coming up in the US. So make sure you do that responsibly. Stay home and celebrate via Zoom or with your own family with the bubble. Look after one another, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.